check me right. out, y'all. Right. Nasty Nas in your area, about to cause mass hysteria. Before a blunt, I take out my fronts, then I start the front. Matter of fact, I'll be on a manhunt. You couldn't catch me in the streets without a ton of reefer. That's like Malcolm X catching a jungle fever. King poetic, too much flavor, I'm major. Atlanta ain't braver, I pull a number like a pager. Cause I'm an ace when I face
So I don't know if you guys saw my dance moves, but...
We don't pay attention to each other's moves, but we do dance.
That's right. They're not derivative. Me and Michael Jackson grew up together.
You went full film.
Fuck.
Are we already talking about it?
Yeah, I guess we're going to have to. It's already have.
I don't know.
It's like, organic.
I haven't made it through the whole video yet.
Oh, dude, I did. And it's like the fucking people are super stoked when they walk back out on that stage.
About 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, they're like, this is amazing.
You watched the whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
It's like 5 minutes. Mm. I've watched the worst shit.
No. Did you get your headphones? Nick, are those yours?
It gets crazier. It gets.
I found these.
Those are nice.
Are those the ones you left out here?
No.
No, I just.
In the end, they bring out the dude. The rapper from
Dr. Ice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should probably say what we're talking about. Kenny.
He says twerk Corey. Corey turns around and he says watch.
If people don't
Corey
know what we're
twerk.
Talking about now, then
they have yeah. to. It's
yeah.
so
it's
Corey
is so viral.
So Corey
this shit so is viral.
So Corey, so Corey Feldman was on the Today Show and he has a musical performance, and at first I was like, this can't be real. And then about 90 seconds into it, I started getting like uncomfortable. The how real
your dick
he
started
was.
Getting hard.
It is about the battle of good versus evil. How more universal a narrative.
And that fucking.
I'm not gonna
that,
lie. One thing
that album
I,
cover was garbage. That was so bad.
It was the opposite of a No Limit record.
It was.
It was like with the kids who only
so
have.
Many limits.
I don't have Photoshop, but I do have Microsoft PowerPoint and three-part files.
I want to touch on this: the fact that he said. Oh, I'm not doing Michael Jackson's moves, but me and him did come up dancing together.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, Michael Jackson was 40 when he met you.
Dude, I saw that and I was just kind of like, he's done so many drugs. He thinks that people have forgotten who Michael Jackson is. Yeah. Like his gear, like down to like his shirt, his jacket,
super cool.
The fucking curl thing he had.
He looked like it was like The Last Samurai was played by Michael Jackson. That's what he looked like.
No, he looked like a straight up
idiot.
Fucking psychopath.
Yeah, he did.
It was psychotic.
I watched it and I was like, this is what a man unraveling looks like.
Oh, dude, it was the fucking worst. What was the chorus? What did he say? Like, because I remember thinking like, that chorus is perfect for what this is. Like, it was like some kind of last chance.
I was too busy screaming, please don't be real.
What about those poor fucking girls? Who just want to get a job.
So Nick knows
yeah.
about them.
Yeah.
Nick has some information.
So
on
he's got like a harem of females called Corey's Angels.
Oh.
And they're girls who are lost.
Or retarded.
Clearly.
Yeah. That's
what I meant.
They all had good, really nice legs, though. That's what. That's something I was like.
Key takeaway.
Well, that was
girls.
The screening process is they walked up to a like a bar flipping doors, and he just like pass,
yeah.
you pass.
He's got like a fucking it's like the opposite way, though. Like he's
he
not
came in dressed
out.
Like a Mortal Kombat character.
but he's not flipping.
It.
He's
yeah,
not flipping
cool.
on the side like where like. Tom Cruise got up on the couch and was jumping and shit. He's going the opposite way. Like, I'm completely broke. I'm going to be the most calm person you've ever seen. Even
I'm an
during
artist.
The dance,
yeah.
his face was just cold
oh, dude.
And dead.
Yeah. I think it's because cold that dead. Wasn't, like, improv. Like, he
I
had that routine
rehearsed.
Memorized.
Oh, dude, and it was
fault.
Fucking terrible.
Like,
there was
know,
no
man.
Even, like,
no,
no
Wes,
dance
I'm not
moves.
Going on you with this journey, man. That was dog shit. That thing was so bad.
I mean, but it was, it's like...
Genuine, probably.
It's like worth watching over and over
yeah, it
and
is.
Over.
It was like a stage play of Widow's Walk.
It was
like yeah. Dr. Ice got his degree.
Oh, man. How
we think
friend?
Dr. Ice is all the modern.
The fucking little kid that sang, see you in my dreams. Woo, woo,
I don't know what that is. What is that?
You know
I don't
what
know,
I'm talking about.
No, but this is my new
Billy
Gil,
or what's his name? That
I
little
can't
country
remember
singer
the
dude,
fucking
Billy.
Video.
Oh, Billy
Gilman.
The little kid?
Yeah.
Just like,
I'm singing a song.
I don't know what the song
is. I hope that kid weighs 1,000 pounds now.
I hope that kid's dead.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
I'm not. Death to country kids. Oh, fuck, man. I sat there and I watched it. And I was like, I sent it out to a few people just like, is this, are we sure that I'm not just like imagining this into existence? Like,
no, that was real. Like, I just kept seeing it pop up and I was like, finally, I was like, I'm going to fucking watch it.
Dude.
And I did. And I was like,
your
God
life
damn
is,
it.
I watched it and like, I was like, my life is different now. Like, things are different for me. I tried being in so many bands and doing something and all I have to do is just have a breakdown.
Yeah, that's it. Well, that's you had to be Corey Feldman.
That motherfucker was on the Today Show, though.
And they were—I mean, they were stoked. Remember when they came up at the end?
So
and they
fucking
were like,
happy. Dr. Ice.
Yeah, you said you didn't watch all of the Pat.
Oh no! Emily, no! Emily, you fucking told me. She gave me the whole rundown. She went and researched.
Houdini.
I don't know about that. Houdini. She just said that, like, she was reading me comments and she's like, "You don't watch all things." I was like, "I can't." She's like, "The way the lady came out so genuinely excited." Kind of makes the whole thing seem genuine.
Go
you now split your life into two periods.
Yeah.
Just go
BC
for
and AC.
BCF and ACF.
That's what
it was.
What,
sing it again.
Go for it.
Yes. That's what, I mean, that's kind of what, like, the chorus kind of sums the whole thing up. It's like,
about
just
nothing.
Fucking go for it.
No, I'm not gonna
don't worry about what other people think. Just go for it.
Meaningless, contentless.
Right. I think he listens to the show and he was just kind of like, you know what? All I have to do is be brave.
That's it.
Wes is right. What am I fucking sitting around on here not trying to make people forget that Michael Jackson was a thing?
I mean, yeah, he was talking like
you
he
ever,
fucking trained dancing with Michael Jackson.
Have you ever been so high you got booked on the Today Show and made a dick out of yourself?
I was sweeping and I was singing that chorus in my head.
God, like, I mean, he was moving and he would stop and then he would stay like way too long. It was no dance. It was just like,
it was drugs. That's,
yeah, that's exactly
yeah, that
what
was
it was.
It wasn't popping lock. It was popping, I don't know the next move.
Right. It was popping my bones.
He's just
up.
Like, yeah. Okay, straight to the shimmy. Now to the shimmy. And point to the guy over here. That was my favorite part is when that guy, the rapper comes out and he just does this. And I was like, I can't.
It's like,
I can't.
It's like he did, the formula was correct, right? It was like, get excited when the rapper comes out. Do a couple of dance moves. Have some hot chicks playing instruments. Everything, the execution was garbage.
He asked some real popular rappers to get on his track and they were like, man, fuck you.
And they're just kind of like, who? This is Corey Feldman from the Goonies. Rudy? He's like, no, that's Sean Astin. Like, his entire life, he's been getting mistaken for Sean Astin on the phone. No, I was the Lost Boy. Kiefer? 24? Like, no, not me. No.
That wouldn't have been as crazy on the Today Show if that was breaking news that, like, Drake stomped Corey Feldman for asking him to sing on his track or something in a nightclub that comes out.
It would be more breaking has Drake ever happened. Stomped anybody? Is
no,
the
I'm just
there.
Saying. Any Drake has always
Drake
been
stomped off
like,
and walked away.
No, but he was getting in some real shit with like Chris Brown and Meek Mill.
Chris Brown would fucking annihilate that.
Well, because of the way Chris Brown dances? Because
of the way he beats up females.
Yeah, but
have you ever seen what he can do to a girl?
Yeah, dude, Rihanna's from space and he kicked the shit out of her.
Man, that is the baddest bitch on the planet.
No, though, Rihanna right? looks like she looks like E.T. and a human fucked, and like that's something that fell down the line of evolution from that family.
I like it.
I like it.
I look at her and I'm like, your eyes are way too high up on your
fucking
head.
She's from the Caribbean.
What?
And she still has a big forehead.
Yeah.
Her eyes are still up here, but then her forehead is like,
yeah.
Is that where she's from? The Caribbean?
She is from the Caribbean, I think. Something like that.
Right near the beach. Someone had to do it. Someone was going to do it. Let's get it out of the way. Yeah. Bobsleds, John Candy. Let's just get them all handled. Yeah. Baraka-ka.
That one. Wes looked at me like, what the fuck?
I like it. You guys ever find yourself like singing out loud to yourself in public?
Have you ever? You sit beside me, right?
Yeah. No, I'm talking about like saying like a little song to yourself, like in Kroger, like all the asses come to Kroger. Like the other day, like a mom walked by and I was like, damn, it's a big old mom butt. And I was like, mom butt, Kroger mom butt, Kroger mom butt. And like I'm out loud saying it. And then I look over and I'm like, oh, fuck, I am out loud.
Dude. Were you by yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I usually only do it to impress my friends.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. No, I was trying to make friends. I was like, you guys looking for a jingle guy? Like, you guys trying to get a friendship rolling? I'm going to go to Target after this, man. That's where all the moms go Sundays.
I'm going to go to Target. They don't have any good figures.
Target don't have the same quality of people that it used to have. I think they've lowered their prices.
Well, ever since Myers
they started carrying
in,
Massimo.
I heard this this motherfucker was yelling. All right, so they give us free t-shirts at work all the fucking time. And Kenny gets his one shirt that was like wrinkled up as fuck. And he pulls it out and he puts it on. And it seriously looks like it was made to be.
What did it say on it?
It just had like Windows logos on the company. Yeah. And, and Kenny, some lady's like, I like your shirt. And Kenny goes, I got it at Target. It's a Massimo. Fucking died, man. I laughed my ass off. No one else thought it was fucking funny. But like, as someone of the 90s who remembered Massimo was like a shit brand, like the good, like famous brand. And then someone who also shops at Target on the daily.
It's still just as good as it ever was.
I mean, now it's just more
accessible.
It's
still just as good? Yeah. It's probably made by the same little Korean kids. Tiny hands.
Yeah. Tiny hands means tiny stitches.
Anytime, most of the time you'll see some girl be like, oh, that outfit you got on is cute. And you'll hear him like, bitch, I got that from Target.
That's like we saw that girl wearing the same dress Emily has at work. And I was like, yeah, that frumpy bitch ain't pulling that off. And like, I got real catty for a second. Like I said it. And Kenny was just like, all right, man. Like, yeah. I was like,
Emily's got that dress.
Yeah, but you're just saying my girl looks better than this bitch.
Yeah, but I'm not going to say. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
You're not going to walk up and tap her on the shoulder. Boom, boom, boom. Excuse me, ma'am.
Hey, bitch, you ain't rocking that quite right.
People take frame that sweatshops is bad, but...
Get a job. I've been unemployed.
I mean, where else are they going to be working? The jungle?
Yeah. We tore down their houses to build the factory. You got nowhere else to go.
Let the motherfuckers live.
To be honest, it just comes across as extremely ungrateful.
You're gonna pay 13 cents an hour.
I'm just saying, like, America's got 40 million unemployed people. I wish they'd start opening up sweatshops.
Yeah, but the cost of living is inherently low. So
what, in the jungle? Yes. Yeah. Get in your hut.
Wait, bananas just fall off trees.
Yeah,
food. Go out and get eaten by a snake.
Yeah, food is everywhere.
Those unemployed
work.
They don't want nobody to bring a sweatshop in.
Why? If you want to spend your welfare money on Nikes, why not get a discount at the factory you work at?
Homie, if you can fucking...
That's what they do, man. It's a circle. You want to get a real discussion on the circular unemployment problem?
That's why I just bought that Larry Bird jersey from China, baby.
if you can get some assistance and you can find a way to enjoy your life that way, fuck it.
Yeah. I refuse to buy American made. I only buy stuff from China.
Yeah, I buy shit from Korea. I don't give a fuck.
I bought shit from Afghanistan.
Which country has the lowest GDP? Where I will be buying.
When I bought my car,
I'm trying to help them out.
They were like, you want to look at Fords? I was like, why? So I can have this conversation in 3 years? Get the fuck out of my face. We're the Toyotas. I was like, no way, man. I'm trying to buy American made nothing. America sucks at making things, except the Olympics. It's all we do well. Which is why we
went
on
babies.
Don't hate.
It's the only reason we win in the Olympics because we don't do anything else but be good at things that don't fucking matter after they're over.
Well,
that
we're also good at generating underqualified outrage.
Yeah.
Oh, guaranteed.
If you guys know about that.
I think we're sitting at a table full of it. So.
Do you guys know about underqualified outrage?
I didn't listen back to some of the shit I said last week, but I remember what I said.
But I remember.
Right? When you accused such a thing of gay people getting thrown into dumpsters.
But you never explained why. You explained to me on the phone like 2 days later.
I don't want to.
Yeah, you said, oh, gay men get thrown in dumpsters is basically all you said.
You went,
and you said, that's the punchline.
They get used up and then thrown in the dumpsters.
No, what he said was, because I've listened to
it. Oh, worn out buttholes.
Because I've tried to explain it to myself instead of just letting it exist. It was, you know, like when they throw worn out gay dudes in dumpsters. And then Tristan just goes, in what world? And then...
That's a funny motherfucker.
Dude, he's out of fucking control. You never know when he's being a dickhead. There were so many times...
I just assume all the time.
Dude, when I lived with him, me and Nick had so many conversations where it's kind of like, you need to start telling people you have Asperger's, or you're going to start getting your fucking ass kicked in this house walking around like that. Just shooting off about like, that sounds like a really good idea. Maybe I should do that. That sounds really fucking stupid.
Remember when we talked him into showing us his dick?
Yeah. Tristan's got a fucking link of gray meat hanging from his fucking
it's
lap.
It's gray?
It's gray. Why wouldn't it be, man?
Is it thin?
I mean, it was there. There was so much like...
I can't believe he did it. He was
discolored
because
it's so shadowed.
He hasn't seen the sun in years.
It looked like he just rolled around in like cigarette ashes. Like it was all these different hues.
It was just flaking off.
If I had to describe Tristan's dick in flavor and looks, gravelly.
It was great.
He'll never listen to this. He never listened to one episode of anything we've ever done.
That's really good. It's not smart to do that. I quit doing it myself.
Have you?
Yeah.
Plausible deniability.
Oh, yeah, I didn't say that.
You gotta quit. It's like, I'm gonna quit. Listen, I'm gonna quit doing it. Yeah. I've done, and it's a lot better. I know I probably should listen back. And,
no, you don't have to.
It just shows how much you care.
I'm anxious to get back in and do it. I've been getting texts from buddies that have been listening and really liking it. And they're like, come on, episode 9, you motherfuckers really start getting crazy or whatever. I was like, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
No, but it's like, it's kind of like that thing. One guy listens, and then he's like, I've told fucking everybody.
Yeah.
And then
a
couple of people tell this, so it's...
Even if a handful of those people that he tells, it's like...
I called my wife Wes while I came.
But this dude don't listen to... Okay, this is good shit. I got a buddy that I tattooed the other day. He's a tattooer in Murfreesboro. Josh Adams. Going to okay. say the full name because he don't give a fuck no yeah, more than we do.
Shout out to Josh Adams.
Yeah, holler at your boy.
No, Murfreesboro, maybe I go holler at him. Because he had a threesome.
Cool.
Well, now you fucked it up completely. Maybe I shouldn't say his name. Josh Adams had a threesome.
Josh Adams had a threesome?
Josh had a threesome. Maybe
Josh Adams?
Well, anyway, Adams. Maybe like Adam Johnson. Josh.
The girl called. If your girlfriend calls you up and is like, any male will be. She goes, yep, I'm going to bring my friend over and we're going to eat our pussies in front of you. Most men are going to be like, all right, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Immediately. How many times have you guys done this before you decide to bring me in on it?
Well.
But why would you be jealous of that?
I like eating pussies.
I wouldn't even ask questions. I would just be like.
Well, no, I mean, I'm sure he got to participate. Like I said, now I'm just like, man, maybe I shouldn't have blasted his whole name out on
Josh
me and told his
Adams.
I'll beep it out. Maybe not.
No, don't beep it out. I think I'll let him know. Like, don't bleep out Josh Adams. Maybe I said too much about your fucking girlfriend letting you have a thing, because she might be like, you told people?
Don't do it if you don't want people to talk about it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a fucking golden rule. Fucking don't do it. It's
not the golden rule.
Me and my other little buddy Sean were sitting there. I was like, here's what we're going to do. We're going to call up our girls and be like, yo, me and Sean's going to come over to the house later, and we're going to suck each other's dicks.
Not the same effect.
Straight up
we're
bummer.
We're going to blow each other right in front of you.
I'm let him mouth fuck me.
I call Emily. Me and Drew are going to come over and fuck each other's throats in front of you. She's going to be like, I wish you won't. I wish you would. I prefer
it's
you
just
didn't.
Because she thinks Drew looks weird with his shirt off.
She's like, I don't want to watch you guys. I don't want to see both of you do that to each other.
I'm going to butt fuck Drew in the diaper position.
Take off that die-die.
Diaper position. We're at Double Dogs hanging out last night. He gets told to stop saying the fuck word. Turns around, he's wearing a Motorhead shirt that says 49% badass, 51% motherfucker. Yeah.
Somebody told Drew what to do.
Yeah. Some guy was looking at me and Dito. He's like, you guys got to stop yelling. You guys can't yell fuck so much. And we're just like, we're at a fucking bar. What? And he's like, I'm the only person who yells fuck around here. And me and Dito both are like.
Did he say that for real?
Yeah, me and Dito both
who
like,
was this dude?
Some dude who works at Double Dogs. And me and Dito both went like, okay.
You've never heard of the only person that yells fuck in Double Dogs?
Yeah, you don't know about him? He's got a shirt that says, I'm the fuck sayer. You don't know that guy?
Oh, wait, Cool Steve?
No, not Cool Steve. Fuckface John or whatever his name was.
What a fucking cunt.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Guys,
shout
don't
out
use
to Double Dogs,
word.
As I call it, BG's Muffin Tops. Bring it around, ladies.
BG's muffin.
Dude,
top.
Every chick in there is like, I wear a medium. Well, we have our child largest, so I'm gonna need you to squeeze into that and shut the hell up.
I'm such a fucking shit too. I'm thinking
going
what
to
if
Double
the guy,
Dogs.
What if the owner or the bartender at Double Dogs listens to this and then they hear us calling him a cunt because I tattooed one of the bartenders over there?
No, it was this like shitty guy.
Is his name Fuckface Steve?
Yeah, is it Fuckface Steve?
No, I don't give a fuck. I'm
did someone slip up and cuss?
I'm always thinking about how to pump the podcast up. I'm sorry. You know,
you just use two P's in a row. Man. Pump the podcast.
Pop.
These
pop.
Fucking pop things do not work at all.
Well, you don't get right on them when you do it. That's why.
Pussy. You think what's off?
No, it's turn it around, Nick. Turn it around. You're talking into the back.
No, it's
still working.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we just covered a bunch of little different things there in a really short window, huh?
You're blowing into the back of it.
Yeah, blowing into the back of it.
No, you are. Like, turn it around, the Auto Technica. That's the front.
Talk now.
Check.
There you go.
Holy motherfucker. Woo! I didn't even know there was a front and a back. Yo, yeah, Wes could have been talking in the back of his the whole time.
It says back.
What does yours say, Wes?
On the back of it, it says back.
Dude! Am I talking in the back?
Yeah.
Audio Technica should be facing you.
Mine says back. What does yours say, Wes?
I've been trying to talk in
Wes
the back.
Wes is talking in the fucking
that.
Back.
The whole
I blame Wes.
Yeah, but I could hear my shit. Really.
I can hear you, too.
It's because we're in a small room and we're yelling
at each other. Ain't this a motherfucker?
Ain't this about a motherfucker? For the fucking last year that we've been podcasting, Wes has been talking in the back of the microphone.
Oh, fuck okay.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah, whether or not it's useful, that's, you know.
I feel pretty good about that, but yeah, we'll have to, because it's getting caught right there. That's why it's not turning anymore.
Oh, Jesus. Maybe if I unscrew this
pop
thing,
that top
here.
Off.
Pop that pussy, baby.
Just won't
pop that pussy.
Pop that pussy.
What if Feldman had just straight up been like, bitches, and they just like pulled their titties out?
On the Today Show.
Live television. You pan over Brian
Gumbel's
just
watching
rubbing
that.
His fucking dick.
God damn.
Those were all broken people, man. Those were all very broken people. Even the girl, their fucking face, they were dead.
It's Corey's Angels.
But they were having to sing that fucking. Yes, they were having to sing that. And goddamn, I don't know. I mean, how much money?
How killer was that?
Let's go back to the.
So crazy.
Go back to how much money game here, because how much money would it take for you to get on the fucking Today Show and perform that song?
It wouldn't take much because we're fucking all morons.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, like
we would do it for the exposure.
That's probably true.
Listen to K-Dub.
If I got to wear
through being cool every Monday.
Turn your microphone back around.
Kenny, you're in complete control of volume over there.
Turn West. This is the first time I've ever had to turn West down.
Do you want me to turn it around?
No, you're good. You're good.
No,
keep
don't
going.
Keep talking in the back. Just bring the volume down a little bit.
That's why.
All right, keep going. No, you're good.
Okay. Are you running that compressor? Because that'll cut all that shit out.
No, I'm not running. I don't know. Dude, I barely know how to fucking push record.
I'll show you.
Record.
We'll be good.
All right. They brought in a degree beats in per minute counter for that course. And then the dude was, he had it up there and he was like, and perfect, go.
I mean, that was god awful, though. I don't know that I could get on the fucking Today Show,
honestly,
and perform
like,
that shit with Corey.
If you're a fucking big dick Bieber, you can do it.
Kenny,
what are you talking about?
They could put me on a plane in an hour, and I'm on that shit. Why the fuck not?
They're like, what do I tell Pat? We can't afford your ticket. He's like, I'll make it.
Yeah.
I'll cover myself.
Dad, I'm going to follow my dreams. People like, that's fine. Would that rebuild the relationship? I don't know. It's a first step, right? And then he'll, yeah. No, man. I would be all fucking over that. Why
There's
wouldn't
not
you
a
be?
Person in this room that don't like getting their balls busted. We
yeah.
all love
that's
it.
True. That is true.
Plus, it would be like, oh, that you know, you guys want to bust my balls? That were you guys ever being viewed by millions of people at once? No, just me. All right. Looks like I'm in charge then, right? Yeah. Fuck me for trying to have some fun with my life.
We gather on Sunday mornings to talk to at least 15 people.
Right.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah, we would all be there.
This is my church.
See, if I turn myself down. No, we're good. I'm just testing stuff now. Y'all keep talking.
Which you might. I would be more.
It's a learning experience. Because
you got to understand that we're hearing his headphone volume. We're not hearing what the volume is going on the board.
That's true.
Yeah, so your levels are probably great. It's just you might want to bring in
the fucking crank the fuck out of them.
I really think it would be better if you put delay and phaser on.
Did you see Pat's little fucking Teddy Rupskin setup the other day?
Oh, I'm sorry, did it work?
You put a fucking tape in. And
yeah.
Just push play
yeah. And was that Teddy Rupskin or my buddy?
Guys, quit blowing up the fucking secrets, man. Come on.
It was Teddy Rupskin.
There's a reason I don't like cameras in the studio.
My buddy
my
was
tricks.
Just a floppy
Yo,
fucking
my little
like,
brother had a my
kid.
Buddy, and we used to record shit on
we
it.
We used to cut holes in him and fuck him.
No. We would fuck his... No man, we
if
would
you do it as an adult, you're just curbing a nasty need.
We would
rape,
do we
right.
would do my buddy the
my
way
buddy.
The way that Ryan O'Neill did the devil voice for fucking Andrew DeWitt on Boner City.
God damn.
This is the devil.
He got so mad and he's like, "Can I have your soul?" That's not funny to joke about.
No, you can't have my soul.
I'm the devil, I've already got your soul.
It's not funny, man.
Yo, that would terrify that little shit though, my brother.
When you did the fucking Teddy Ruxpin,
when you fucked the My Buddy doll in
yeah,
front of him,
you do it like Chucky, like treat it like a Chucky doll. But you press play and the motherfucker talked. He moved his mouth.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah, you could put in a tape and be like, "I'm gonna kill you."
Yes, absolutely.
You put in his bell and you press play, and that's what comes out. Is that Teddy Ruxpin moves
yeah.
his mouth and then like says whatever you want to
I
say.
I do the same thing.
Really?
Yeah. If you put it in my belly, that's what comes out.
I'm going to kill you. Why did you put that in my belly?
My sister had one, and I put a crisscross tape in and had a great time. No one thought it was nearly as funny as I did.
What are you putting in your belly?
Huh?
Other man's in your belly? Dicks.
Tapes. Tapes and dicks.
Tapes and dicks. Out.
There ain't no cum in your mouth because it's all in your belly, faggot.
What is that? Is that from, is that Brandon DiCamillo?
What happened to that guy?
Dude, there's
out.
Not a week that goes by that I don't talk about
well,
Jackass.
You,
why don't you call my wife and tell her some things about fucking?
They ask about he's like, I think he's like a tortured genius. I heard a
he's got agoraphobia.
I heard an interview with Bam, and it was like he didn't want to release all of his shit because he knows how valuable it is. So he was just like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to
really?
Give this away. Yeah. Yeah.
Why would he not fucking give it away?
Because he knows what he can make off of it. He's a smart dude.
Yeah, but he's not making dick off
ain't gonna
of it.
He ain't going to be able to make shit off of that. But it's like, for people like us, it's
we're,
like,
we're buying
he's not,
it, yeah.
he probably wants compensation for all of
He
for
wants
the
to,
fucking
like,
Chinese rap.
Oh my God.
He chewed in the shit with my little ass dick.
It's fucking crazy, man.
It's so good.
The CKY2K and like all those skate videos.
I spin my platoon and I shoot a load of jizz on your spoon.
Grandma, somebody stole my undies. Yeah. The fucking
the mustard man,
like, okay. The mustard, yeah.
Marching forth, Mr. Mustard. Like, it's so fucking
dude. Good. My kids, their whole life, like 3 years old, like, play the mustard man, play the mustard. And I'm sitting there playing it, and I'm just like, oh, I'm like.
Did you
say something about fuck me in the ass or something?
Did you see the one where, like, the CKY video where they were like, we're just going to throw a bunch of mustard on a rake. And Brandon went, yeah. I'm not. Brandon straight up says, like, no.
He kicks his fucking out.
Yeah, he was like, he's like, dude, I live with that guy. I'm not going to do that to him.
He's and they like, were it's just, an $80,000 car.
And then Bam was like, he's a scientist. Why is he so scared of mustard? And I was just kind of like, you're such a dumb person. Or you think that, like, because he's a scientist, all of a sudden, like, his flavor buds, like, they just like, oh, I can
dude,
do
that,
mustard.
That is the most genius. Like, it's so fucking underrated what they did.
It's no,
so
it's. People
underrated.
Don't understand. Like, no, they set the tone for so.
They still get
much
87,000 monthly listeners on Spotify.
It's the fucking best shit.
That's
ever.
Insane.
He takes the shit
Narc
and
kill?
He says, yeah. He smears the shit in his ear and on his face, and he's like, and Bam is such a fucking good friend to you. He tells me I should dump jelly on.
Oh
you.
Yeah, dude. He puts the congratulations. Yeah. The fucking turd.
You pissed in my mouth. He said, you put shit in my ear. We watched,
like,
it until we.
He's like, Bam is such a good fucking friend to you. He's like, you want me to put jelly?
Jelly. He looked at it. He said, and Bam was thought, like, he's like, maybe you should just put jelly, dump jelly on him. And he's like, jelly. He smeared shit in my ear.
You want me to put jelly on
fucking put a car up his ass.
Yeah. Oh, no, that was Ryan. Ryan.
I
Dunn.
Mean, I'm just saying the whole fucking show.
That was Ryan Dunn wrecked into
and
a tree.
Was, I mean, and that was years later when they're.
He's done.
When they were
he's
after
done.
They were mainstream. CKY wasn't as mainstream.
One
it
of my
was
favorite
like,
memories is going to see Jackass 3D with literally everyone we yeah. knew in Bowling Green.
I cried. I'm like, I was trying not to. I was like,
the slow pepper we do. The funniest thing to me is like, went with Wesley and he's blind in one eye, so he can't watch 3D movies. And he didn't realize till halfway through
what is he saying? You're gonna have to restate this. I don't think anybody can fucking understand
I've
this.
I've never seen Pat have a belly laugh. He's right. happier right. as he gets older.
Wesley, he's blind in one eye. And he thought his 3D glasses were broken. And then took him off and like looked at him. And I was like, what's wrong? He's like, I think my daggone glasses are broken. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, I don't think they're working. I was like, you just put them on. He goes, I'm blind in one eye. And I laughed the entire movie at that.
That 3D, Jackass 3D, God. They all, the look, like before every fucking stunt, their faces were just like, fuck.
Yeah. I don't want to do this.
It's like, I can't believe I'm about to do this. I'm going to get a rocket to shoot a dildo up my ass from across the stage.
And, I wonder the Jackass 2.5 DVD fucking Dunn drinks like a bunch of horse cum in front of the guys from 3-6.
Yep.
And
what about, like,
no, I thought that was on the actual movie.
Oh, that's right.
I think it's in the movie.
Well, they have Wee Man jumping out of the cooler on Juicy J.
Yeah.
I fucking love 3-6.
The best was that fucking, what was it, the hand slap? When they would fucking walk in and that big ass hand would come and just fucking annihilate them.
Oh
my God. Dude, you'll never see shit like that again. It's just not, nobody's attention span is that.
Well, no, people get, now it has to be mean for it to be funny. It can't just be someone accidentally getting hurt. It has to be someone be like getting hurt and then like calling
them
up.
Like a fail video and shit.
But I'll watch the fuck out of a fat kid fall down, dude. There's nothing that makes me laugh harder than some like fat kid going for it and just.
Dude, it's the best. Universe. Courtney gets so mad because like, these are like, I'm done watching these. I'm like, but we got like six more to watch, and they're all 30 minutes. I'll spend hours. Just
I mean, if I get on YouTube, I just watch like Conor McGregor shit talk video. Pay me my motherfucking money.
Is he Jamaican?
He's from fucking Scotland. Or
I thought he was
Ireland. I'm sorry.
Is he really?
Ireland. Ugh. He's your brethren.
Yeah. I mean, I'm from Tennessee, so I don't know much about Ireland.
Got a postcard from you from Ireland.
I bought it at a gift shop when I went to Ireland with my dad. Yeah, everywhere we went, they were all really nice to me until I opened my mouth like, oh, he's not from here.
Yeah, he's not one of us.
He's not one of us. Yeah, it was everybody's like, hey, thanks for coming in. Like, hey, how's it going, dudes? They're like, no. Not here.
Oh, my Speedo's riding up over here.
Are they?
Yeah.
Wes is wearing a bikini bottoms. Are you sitting on your donut?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking A, man. I need
booty
to get,
feeling good too.
I need to get one for work, man. I sit down too much.
Yeah, you do. Do you get an itchy booty?
Yeah.
You should probably get a donut or a stand-up seat.
I get sweaty ass.
Keep you from getting gamey.
Sweaty ass.
I don't get too gamey especially when my diet's on point.
I don't get too gay, man.
So I've been I read an article in one of my work magazines about sitting. So I've been trying to every 20 minutes get up and walk for a little bit.
I mean, Kenny paces for fucking 24 hours a day.
Me and Kenny will go downstairs and just shoot the shit with the lunch ladies for a little bit.
Yeah.
I've gotten so little work done in the past couple weeks.
Because you learn it.
You've only been there a couple of weeks.
Exactly.
I've been there 10 weeks.
Hope have your
you
boss really? Doesn't listen.
It's fucking crazy.
She's not going to listen to us. Nah. Found out I was older than her. I don't have to listen to her anymore. I'm older and taller than her. I don't give a shit.
I'm older and taller. Let's. I want to take a quick break and listen to the
sandbox?
Fucking Narkill.
Do you work at a playground?
our row's pretty much a goddamn playground.
Have you ever heard this one?
Yeah.
Talk about the C-Man. C-Man, I fuck him. Hang on, I want to break real quick and listen to this.
What do you mean?
Huh?
I said, what do you mean?
You're in big trouble. You're in way too deep. See man, I fuck up.
Pretty much the whole basis of the song. There's some guitar solo, and I think they do the chorus again. But I was looking through to find one, and I was like, man, I want to hear this song. There's still 5 minutes of this song left.
Jesus Christ.
And that's all they talk about.
How many average downloads a week did you say they have?
80 or monthly. It's 8,700 monthly
Jesus
listeners.
Christ,
so
for Narkill or
less.
For Narkill.
Well, he had a radio show for a while.
Bam did, didn't
yeah.
he? Yeah. I thought it was pretty good. I mean, they'd have talk about the fucking production and
Jason
shit.
Jason Ellis, you guys remember that guy from those videos?
Oh
right?
yeah,
he's got like a huge radio network now.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what it's called, but he does stuff on the radio.
Jason Ellis, and he does that Ellis Mania where he gets regular ass people to fight.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. He has porn stars on there. They have like go-kart racing.
Do you know what somebody told me the other day? It may have been you, Pat, but I don't think it was.
I might have made it up, but go ahead.
It wasn't you. It was that fucking Action Bronson at every one of his shows. Get somebody up on stage and knocks them out.
What?
That's what somebody told me. That was like a thing that he did one time, and now everybody wants him to do it every time. So he'll pull somebody up from the crowd and knock them the fuck out.
Well, dude, Anthony hit
Have
us
you
up.
You guys heard?
Anthony hit us up and said that fucking Action Bronson is now doing a show on Vice where he just watches Ancient Aliens.
And
oh
smokes
yeah,
dabs.
That's awesome. Have you never talked? We've talked about this like a bunch.
Really?
But it's a mini
Action Bronson
it's over now.
And friends watch Ancient Aliens.
Yeah, I saw Melissa Etheridge on there, and I was like,
all kinds of cool people.
Melissa Etheridge isn't that cool.
No, she's super cool. She owns a weed shop, dog.
She's also a lesbian, so she'll burn in hell.
Have you guys heard of Brandon DiCamillo, DiCamillo, however you say it, but impersonates 50 Cent?
No.
Oh, dude, it's so fucking
okay,
good.
Okay, get ready, bud.
All right.
Sorry.
Why?
I'm gonna turn it up.
Okay.
I'm going to turn it up a little bit. I'm going to leave our mics hot.
Hot mics.
No, your mics are hot.
I can't get over your titty cancer hat, Wes.
Oh, I didn't even plug this shit in. God damn it. I think I unplugged it.
No, you unplugged it from mine, and then
we all know
you
what's,
put the you actually
we know
the
what's
up.
Going on with me.
Say no trunk goes. We want to keep this shit how it is. It don't matter if your trunk's popped or wide open. It's still going to be the same way.
If your trunk's popped or wide open.
Easy come, easy go. I'll eat a scorpion. I'll eat a jackrabbit. You know how I do. I'm just trying to say, you know. My wheels might be polyurethane or my batteries might be lithium ion. It don't matter. It's just death. It's untouchable. You know what I'm saying? Mormon or Irish? Mormon or Amish? Which one would you rather be? You want all your joints being sucked off? Or you want a shovel hay with a fork? Both is dope. No, I'm just trying to say. You know what I'm saying? All right, radio, bam. We done. We out.
He keeps going.
Just give me like 30 more seconds of anything. I want to hear it.
You know it don't matter if you don't tell everybody what website you run. I can call you fat, whether you skinny or fat. Don't matter. You're still dope. I don't care if you wear briefs. Or the pants that are like pants for sure. You can hear us AM or FM to the stars, you know what I'm saying? Andromeda. You could see us under the sea, where the shelves shift. Shit's dope, like a giant squid. Enough ink for your ballpoint, bitch.
God, I haven't fucking listened to that.
He said you can see me under the sea where the shells shift.
Whatever happened to 50 Cent? He's like an actor now, right?
Fucking
I don't
shit.
Know.
Did you see how skinny he got for that one role?
The Machinist?
Did you guys see him in Batman? Did you guys see 50 Cent?
He was great.
Oh, I'm sorry. I could give Christian Bale and 50 Cent mixed up. You guys see that one where 50 Cent's a magician?
Nobody saw the one where Christian Bale was the magician.
No one saw Prestige.
Have you guys seen that one where
Logan's in it?
50 Cent has to come back through time to try and defend John Connor.
Terminator Salvation.
Oh,
I didn't see that one.
I didn't either.
I love Terminator.
I do too, but not like one and two. That's it.
Yup.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, Terminator was shit except for T2.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, T1 was good. It all sucked dick.
It
all sucks dick.
It didn't.
Ugh.
That T2.
Looks like Marvin.
Is that real? What?
Yeah,
that's
if
real.
You take the helmet off Marvin the Martian, that's what's underneath.
Do you guys remember seeing T2 in the fucking theater?
I saw that shit on pay per view.
Almost made
I didn't
your head,
watch
made your
the
head
theater.
Want to fucking explode.
We
like,
spent like $60 on pay per view for that thing.
Dude, do you remember though when that shit melted? Dude, you're like, God damn.
Yeah, that was fucking crazy.
When he does that thing where he's like, show him, and he slits his hand, like a skin, and he pulls it back, and the robot hit. It's the coolest
fucking
shit.
That was fucking unreal at that point,
yeah.
That's all anybody ever talked about from that movie was like,
that was the first time I came.
Were you? How old are you? Because you were probably like 3 or 4 when the movie came out.
I think I'm still like 3 or 4.
Yeah, Nick's 8. Nick's 8 years old.
He was born in a leap year.
I'm 28.
He was born on a leap year.
I'm 28, so it would have been like what? How old when it came out?
See, I was 6.
Was it 91 when it came out?
I think it was probably 90, 91.
I was 22.
Like that. It's not worth googling, but
Jim Cameron.
No.
It's not worth googling. I like how Wes just decided I'm not going to Google that. We're gonna live in a world of wonder. We're not looking that up.
I think I was 10. I must have been like 10 or something.
No, you weren't, because you're not that much older than me, are you?
I was born in 81.
You're 46, right?
Yes.
Yeah, bitch.
I was born in 81.
God, I was born in 85.
I'm in 4 years.
I was born in 87.
Oh.
I'm a child.
Yeah, you're a child. You're cool. 8 years old.
You're the same age as my little boy, though.
I love those fucking kid voices here in Kennedy, like, I would love to, like, I want...
Every kid is just a fucking moron.
Same voice.
Yeah. No, I can't go outside. It's windy. Will you fucking stupid?
When people talk to me about how smart their kids are,
oh,
I'm like,
it makes you want
to
fucking lose my shit.
I've been around fucking kids. I've been around smart kids. They're still stupid as fuck.
They're still stupid as fuck. Stupid.
Even the smartest kid's still a real dumb adult. Yeah. I don't know how it goes.
Yeah, trying to hold a job down, kid.
Talk about the difference between kids and pets.
No.
He talks about how he's like having kids are awesome because you get to see them, like they get smarter. He's like, dogs, that's the best they're going to be. He's like, they're always dumb.
But I don't think that I've gotten like that much smarter than I was when I was like 17. I just got more confident in how little that I know. That's all I think is going on. Like, I know what I know about. I'm sticking to that shit. Anything else? No.
Definitely not an expert.
I almost made Kara cry this morning. Telling her being mean about her puggle.
They look like they're about to die. Every time I see a like
she's
a pug.
Talking about that pug. And she's like, oh, he's the best. I was like, you know what would be the best thing for that dog?
If it stopped farting out
you
of its
go
mouth.
To the vet. You don't make an appointment. You go to the vet. You're like, you just shake your head at the doctor. Down. And then they stick a little IV in his arm. And then you just see him close his eyes. It's simple. That would be the best thing for him. And her face was just like, I think she visualized what was going on.
Have you ever seen it happen?
That dog has been replaced, by the way.
I've had it happen in my lap.
Wes, yeah. Wes used to fucking love that dog.
You put your dick to sleep?
I had that in my lap. Put that IV in my dick.
No,
so
I held one of my dogs while the doctor did it. It was the fucking worst.
I had to do it with one of the cats, and it's fucking terrible. You're like, I remember he's like, okay.
Well, it's a cat. Let's don't act like it's the same thing.
Cats
right.
have personalities.
Dog.
Yeah, me and Pat will argue this all day.
I know.
I've got three cats.
Yeah,
I was about to say, you have cats.
You're fucking Jack Hanna, and you're telling us the cats aren't cool, man.
It'd be different if you were like stingrays are completely different from dogs. Don't even get me started.
I don't pet the cats, but the 9-year-old munchkin cat, I'll be like, Rocky, I love you. I love you.
I don't care about them enough to touch them.
What about your peacocks? Do peacocks have different personalities?
Yeah, talk about your fucking yard being infested with birds. Like,
yeah,
you got this
up.
Weird thing going on.
An adorable
everywhere.
Infestation.
Adorable.
We used to have 16 of
subjective.
Those.
Subjective. 16 what?
Chickens.
And now you only have 4 because of the influx of peacocks into the area.
Well, because of the hawks.
Peacums.
What?
Hawks and, listen to this, we left the window open in the back one day. I went into
what,
the back
you
of the coop.
Live in a goddamn nature reserve?
I went into the back
about?
Of the coop. Listen to this. This is what a fucking owl does to a chicken. I heard a commotion.
You were hanging
out there.
In the coop?
No.
Y'all motherfuckers don't know what an owl does to a chicken.
Don't want to be breathing that fucking shit in.
Y'all motherfuckers don't know
y'all
shit
about owls.
Y'all
about to tell
you
about this owl to a chicken.
About to drop some knowledge about some owls.
Yo, y'all give me some room. Back up. This owl's about to do this to a chicken.
Oh!
All right, go ahead.
Oh, so it sliced its head off. It took its head off.
Jesus
like,
Christ.
Its head is severed
off. I wouldn't have
off,
made jokes
okay?
about this had
but
I known the severity.
This motherfucker, this motherfucker took its claw and completely, it cut its fucking breast like a boneless breast. It cut its breast out. One breast was missing.
It's like a owls, serial killer shit is what that
owls
is.
Owls love titties.
Titties.
I mean, I love
who
chicken.
I must be an owl.
I have respect
call
for
me an owl because I straight up love titties.
Slit motherfuckers' throats and I love titties.
That white chicken that you saw, the one that's asshole fell out the time, that bitch got attacked
by a
hawk.
Oh, if I had a dollar for every white chick I knew with a blown out asshole.
Birds of prey, though, their fucking fingers are literally razor.
Their claws.
Their claws. Birds of prey, their fingers.
They're picking shit up. Wes is giving me the look like, shut up, dude.
No. I get how stupid that was, but.
But yeah, no, their claws are crazy.
They're Wolverines.
So
yeah.
An owl.
Wolverines.
So an owl got into the coop and just like stood there and waited.
Listen,
and
the owl, the back
for
window
you
of the
come
coop
in
was
so
open.
I can show you.
The
like,
owl just flew in there, roosted right next to him, was like, what's up, bitch?
Pop them titties.
And then
out.
The chicken's so dumb, it was probably just looking at it like, what's
you're
up?
Not like a other chicken.
And then it just sticks its little arm out and
So you walked in and there's like a chicken and its head's off. And you're like,
no, I took it in the back.
The chicken's head fell off.
Yeah. Our pet's heads are falling off.
How'd you know it was an owl? Did you see nice. The owl? Was the owl like writing its name?
You just
in
tell
blood?
By the way it killed it, and then you see it. You'll see the little owls around every now and again. Oh. And then there's a hawk. There's a hawk that's up the road. They'll stake some shit out.
Whole neighborhood's gone to shit. We got owls sneaking in the backyard. We got hawks living up the street.
Man, I was running my dog yesterday morning, and we ran beside a fawn. Like, if I would have let her go, she would have ran this fawn down.
Why did you move into an aviary?
She would have ran this fawn down and fucking grabbed it by its neck and pinned it to the ground, and I would have watched it
they
kill
freeze,
this little.
They freeze, don't they?
The fawns? I mean, they're not freezing in September.
Nice.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
I was thinking you were doing that because you're talking about freezing as being cool, but you said no, the fawns.
I had no idea what you're talking
that's
about.
That's fucking, that's the best.
I didn't know what you guys were talking about. I just heard the fawns and I was like, I feel like I should interrupt.
don't they freeze up? Like
not
they?
In September.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean from a dog?
Yeah. Too hot for fawns to
no,
be freezing.
That bitch took off.
Wait, are we talking about fawns?
Like
deer,
baby
like
deer.
A yearling.
Deers don't
Mr.
freeze,
Thomas.
Do they?
No, they yeah. like deer in the headlights. That's where that comes from. If you like shine
oh,
a
see,
that's why you're not allowed to hunt at night for deer, because if you use a flashlight, they'll just stay there till you shoot them.
Yeah. Fucking, that's evolution. What the fuck?
You guys ever been deer hunting?
No.
Oh, yeah, a ton.
Yeah?
Yeah, a ton.
Can't. Yeah.
I want to go. I went turkey hunting recently for the first time.
Yeah, turkey hunting's fun.
Yeah.
I haven't been hunting in a couple years because I just don't have time anymore. But you shot the turkey in the neck?
Yeah, and then I ate him.
Me and Wes are both
ate his body.
We usually go dove hunting and we usually go deer hunting, but past couple years I haven't.
I eat venison all winter.
Yeah, it's so good.
I cooked it for you before the podcast.
Hell yeah.
Or after the podcast.
Delightful.
I just think it's mean. It's really
do you really?
Yeah, I don't do it.
I'm not killing them unless I eat them.
Shit, I'd rather eat that motherfucker than jump over one on the side of the road.
Yeah.
What, like on your legs?
That's why they, you don't
go out hurdling deer?
They limit them because they've got to have population control. Everybody be running over
shit. I understand that, but like,
I go to hurdle it and my foot accidentally slaps its belly and it explodes.
But you
blows me into the ditch.
You slip and fall on its antler. I got friends who go hunting. Like, oh, let's go. I'm like, no. Like, why? I was like, it's just fucking hanging out. What if, I was like, I'm not doing that. Like, it's, I don't want to.
Man, I'm not a good enough shot. I would just blow that motherfucker's front quarter off, and it would
even
be
if
suffering.
You don't see anything. Like, if you go deer hunting and you just sit in a fucking stand in the woods for like hours, it's
just
fucking awesome.
Herb,
yeah, well, not even that. You can't do any of that, man, because they can smell that shit. So don't.
Yeah, I could see you sitting in the tree stand, shaking your leg, and the whole tree just like. Whoosh.
Oh no, dude! It's so fucking cold. Like it's just so early, so cold. Like
yeah,
I don't.
Everything you're describing sounds terrible.
Do you want to go deer hunting?
I have to find a spot.
I have a spot.
I got a spot too. This backyard. Sure. I can show. I can bring up pictures right now of the deer that were in the backyard just a couple days ago.
Yeah, just living.
We could just ride out to Wes's or go to your
now,
spot.
What we'll
and
do,
just
what
shoot
y'all
can
do, is just set a salt block out there at that pond, and as soon as that mama comes up with her babies, just.
Fuck them to death.
That's illegal.
Raise up
though.
Out of the fucking brush.
That's illegal. We would have to like put grain and shit down.
That's why
you just put a salt block.
That's why Pat doesn't like hunting because
there's too many
he thinks
fucking,
that you have to fuck
them. No, there just seems like there's too many fucking bullshit rules of like.
That's not a bullshit rule. That makes it too easy. It's not hunting if you just fucking like.
Yeah.
You kill your pet.
You have a you have a gun and they don't. It's already too easy.
That's your backyard. It's bow season right now.
But it's like I don't understand. Like it's already easy. They don't have thumbs. What to carry guns?
It's really. It's not. It's not that easy.
I wouldn't eat them right now though.
You got to do the population.
It's been so hot.
I mean, no. I'm saying I get.
You don't want to fucking eat them.
I mean, look up close. Look at how.
Yeah, they're just hanging out. Someone should go murder them. Yeah, I don't understand it. I can't.
Dude, I'm from here to my driveway. To them in this picture.
I get the
population. And they just look
control.
At me. They know they've been through my yard enough. They know that I'm not going to fuck with them.
Right.
They don't even run off.
Yeah.
When they're crossing.
Well, if walks up and snaps their neck.
No, I'll stop. If I'm mowing, I'll stop and I'll just let them cross the road.
Deer are big, so people
they just
don't,
walk through my yard.
A
but,
lot of people don't realize that like they don't live long. They're like rats with hooves. Seriously.
Yeah. Nope.
Delicious.
So harvest that bitch and enjoy the nutrients.
You're making Pat's fucking microphone go.
If somebody doesn't
talking
kill
about
them,
it.
Then they get torn apart by wolves.
It makes them stronger.
So that's the
eating
animal
some
kingdom.
More deer now.
Yeah.
You so are just, too, buddy.
We're animals.
I'm not saying that, I get it.
No, you're
I'm
being
I would rather go buy his meat at the store.
You're being a pussy.
No, I'll go eat chicken nuggets all day.
Factory farm.
But I'm not going to
right,
fucking,
exactly.
Like,
where it's,
their lives are completely miserable.
Right.
No.
We let these deer have a good time, and then we shoot the fuck out of them.
No, I'm just saying, I'm not going to do it. I'm not saying I don't like back it. Do what you do. I'm just never going
to
fuck
them. Oh, I fuck them to death.
No. No,
I fuck them to death.
You wear really big rubber boots, and you put their back legs in the front of your boots.
Have you ever been stepped on by a deer hoof? Because it fucking sucks.
I'm sorry.
Did you get trampled?
No. I was
the running of
had,
a deer in Edmonton County.
He had a pet deer when we were kids. And it, like right when he got it, it was tiny, you know.
And then it
the
became
motherfucker
the dog, they killed it.
Those motherfuckers are sharp. Boy, it cut my fucking foot.
Leg off.
I have listened to Deer Hoof on Spotify, though.
Huh?
I have listened to Deer Hoof on Spotify.
What is that? I don't like that band.
Okay, I'll give you five.
You talking about Deer Tick?
Here you go. I got you.
No,
I won't leave you
there's
hanging.
There's another. I'm tired of all these fucking bands coming up with a deer name. Deer Hunter.
Rocky
deer
Mountain
Tick,
Spotted Fever.
Deer Hoof. Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever.
The
antler, deer tail.
The Antler Bros.
The Antler Bros. The Statler Brothers.
I just picture Kenny giving his fucking deer some grains barefoot, and the deer come up being like, bitch.
Get the fuck off my... Yep. That's pretty much what happened.
You don't
kicking
need
you in its hoof, penetrating your thigh, and like puncture.
Your artery, and yeah, you just fucking bleed out because a deer killed you. You'd like, have to be the biggest pussy to get killed by a deer.
Or, you know, in a car.
Or, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Shout out to everybody who's gotten killed by deer.
Yeah. Shout out to all y'all dead people.
Yeah.
Sorry about your deer death.
Or with antlers.
Sorry
I mean,
your...
those motherfuckers will ram the shit out of you,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, well, if you they see a deer in the road, if you see a deer run out in front of you, speed up.
Sorry about your
launch that motherfucker
deer death
around.
Experience.
Speaking of
I
which,
don't know. Do you think so?
You guys ever seen a moose in person?
A what?
Moose?
I've never
a
seen
Muslim
one
person.
Person.
A Muslim person.
But not I've if I don't one. Have to.
I've seen.
I tell
one
you what,
in,
I can't see the women. They're all covered up in blankets.
I see their eyes though.
Desert sheets.
They look like the
desert snuggies.
Like I've seen one next to a truck.
They look like they hate freedom.
They're fucking huge, aren't they?
Yeah, they're gigantic.
You could like drive underneath one.
Really?
In moose, a Yaris.
They're dude, fucking enormous.
They're giant.
That's why I want to go to Alaska and hunt, man. I think like moose hunting would be awesome.
I've been to Alaska, but I didn't get to
if
kill
If you
anything.
Look up where really? They quarter a moose and they got its big ass thigh, it's like the size of this fucking table.
Way bigger than 50 Cent.
The thigh. In that movie.
Way bigger than.
Where he had AIDS.
Before he had AIDS? Is that what
when he had AIDS. That's oh, when that he had movie? AIDS in that movie.
What movie?
Philadelphia. 50 Cent has AIDS.
Philadelphia too.
Yeah. Philadelphia too.
Philadelphia. Pittsburgh. Now we in Brooklyn, motherfucker.
It's just the same movie. It's just a black guy.
That's a moose? That's yeah. a, no, that can't be a regular moose.
That's
though.
A regular ass really? Moose. That's
yeah,
a fucking...
regular ass moose are 30 stories tall.
There's no way it's fucking Photoshop. Yeah.
That's
that
what they pattern those
Photoshop.
Motherfucking things
that
after.
That thing is like
in,
half of a tree
Star
tall.
Wars.
Look half at a
that.
Tree tall.
How many pugs tall is that?
I still think that second one was photoshopped. That moose was Jagunus.
Jagunus.
I was going to just say Jagoose, but
no,
just
dude,
no,
that
that's
is,
not.
That is real.
Yeah.
That is real.
Really?
That's real
I
shit.
I saw one. I didn't know that like they'll kill
like, how does
you.
That not scare the fuck out of you?
I didn't know that they'll like kill you. I was probably like 20 yards from one.
You didn't know that something that big would kill you?
Yeah,
I was
like,
fucking this hippopotamus one time.
That's what they patterned the walkers after in Star Wars.
Some kids died at a college
me and Wes
in
know
Alaska
what's up.
Recently.
That's a true thing Wes just huh? said.
Some kids got killed at a college in Alaska recently.
Good!
Like,
stop
they
going to school.
Leave the moose alone, kid.
When they rut, like when they're horny, they'll
yeah.
they get aggressive
they'll
and
fuck
they stomp these
to
oh,
death.
Fuck yeah,
they'll
fuck
you
Wes.
To death. They
stomp
these
kids. That a moose's
kids.
Dick is so fucking pink.
Ain't delicious.
Look like a fucking piece of salmon. Just fucking
looks like a piece of salmon.
You guys like that band Moose Dick?
You guys want to hear my new tribal band called Moose Cock? Spreading the hey, speaking of tribal bands, tribal hey man, you want to go see Sepultura do Roots, Wes?
Speaking of tribal bands, you want to get an armband?
We're trying to.
You want to get a tribal
around
armband?
Around my neck. Trying to get a tribal swastika on my hand.
Are you really going to go see Sepultura?
I'm thinking about it. They're doing Roots, man. Come out with the fucking bongo drums. I just like Max Calvera. I think it'd be fun to just see it.
That'd be a badass show. What are you talking about?
I was waiting. I was like,
Roots. Bloody Roots.
Fear Factory fun, open for them?
Oh.
They bring that dude back from the dead.
Yeah. Fear Factory?
Yeah. Didn't that dude?
Shout
no,
out to
Static
dead
X.
Dead out to dead. Oh, yeah. He got
doubt out to. Doubt out to dead people. Doubt out
Static
to you.
Yeah.
Doubt out to my grandfather. Doubt out to Jesus. And doubt out to Buddha.
Yeah, no, the Buddha.
The Buddha. Say, doubt out to the Buddha.
You gotta say like Seagal does. The Buddha.
The Buddha.
Fucking, no, the guy from Static X, his hair got too heavy and his neck fell off. That's how he died.
His neck fell off. His head just kind of rested on his collarbone for a while.
He got attacked by an owl.
He got attacked by an owl.
He's a loser. That fucking sucked.
How about that fucking video I sent you, buddy?
Which one?
The fucking Justin Bieber.
Oh, dude.
Oh, that was so good.
My God. We were talking about Justice the next day Bieber's? At work. No, it's
Justin Bieber and
Slipknot.
Slipknot.
The
what?
Music and the video.
It lined
it
up
good?
Fucking perfect.
No.
It's so good.
It's so good. I'm actually going to.
They play together?
Let me see.
No.
I heard he's shooting a porn.
You're overanalyzing
who?
This.
Justice Bieber's.
Everybody would watch that.
I watch
Justin
him do
Bieber.
Sex.
I don't
want to
watch that lesbian fuck. I don't want to see that shit.
That's kind of what I'm into.
Yeah,
so.
I can't stand looking at that.
Did you see
girl.
Him when he came out with Mayweather and Lil Wayne at Floyd Mayweather's fight?
No.
This little fucking twerp is walking beside these. I just was waiting for someone to grab him by his hair and pull him in the crowd. It's like human sacrifice.
I would pay hundreds of dollars to watch Sim fuck us and him arm wrestle. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I'd listen to your guys' old episode. Really.
What about you?
The Sim. What about you, huh? I got everybody come here. I got a penis on my stomach, man. What about you,
punk motherfucker?
Y'all don't know me, man.
I have a little soul. Like that dude's fucking voice.
That's what made that South Park episode so fun. He's like, y'all don't know me, man. I was like, that is Sim fuck us. That yeah. is.
I just wish that he kept putting stuff. Somebody had to have like stopped him.
Or he died.
I know we would have known if
no,
he died.
No, that Wayne How? D. Wayne D. is every 17-year-old child in America. Every 17-year-old male.
I got a 10-inch dick, man.
Weston would be talking. Weston would be talking to me a few months ago, and I would start doing the Wayne D. That's who you are. You're fucking Wayne D.
My God,
my dick big, man.
I got a big old dick, Dad.
Like, Mom's always be tripping, man.
It's like, who'd you get that dick from? I got an average size dick. I don't know why you think your dick's so
huge. Oh, I've told her that 1,000 times. You think like, giant, sometimes I look like a fucking toddler. You're going to tell me you're a monster?
You think giant dicks skip generations?
Sometimes I'm going to look like a toddler and you're going to say, let's listen to this pirate thing real quick.
You got a fucking monster.
Listen to this. It's fucking insane.
I've still never heard an entire Justin Bieber song.
It matches up so perfectly.
Have you ever seen the video of the kid in the talent show who does this?
No.
He just does a vocal cover of, it's just this big fat kid on the microphone. And he just looks around and he goes, I did my time. And he just goes for it. And the fucking place erupts. Yeah, me and Cole had like a 6-month period where like all we did was watch talent show fails. Just to watch.
Dude, it wouldn't be fun to do that with him right now.
No. Every talent show is a fail.
There's no such thing as talent.
Fucking Drew was like, let's go see Cole, see what he's up to. I was like, you're just fucking sitting around being dark.
He practices the dark arts.
No, he doesn't. Is he a wizard now?
He's burning sage in the shop right now.
Yeah, he just sits in his room with the fucking lights on. Like, what are you doing back here? Pondering.
You walk back to the back of the thing, and he's like staring at the wall, and you're like, everything okay? Kind of just pat the back like, you all right, buddy?
I'll never forget Shelby walking back there. While
I'm not going to make fun. I'm not going
to
bust your balls.
When you do that tone, you're like, I'm not here to ruin your fucking day or remind you how sad and annoying you're being.
Like
that's
I
not what
to
I'm
do.
Here to do. Right
I'm
now.
The fucking grim creeper when it comes to that shit. I'm the worst, man. I'm like, sometimes I think about the conversations I've had with people.
I love this backing music, by the way.
It's so good. It just makes it more dramatic.
And I'm like, oh, man, God. What is fucking wrong with me? It's like, I just need to let people be themselves.
No. One of my favorite experiences working in the shop is we were all sitting in there, and it was when Cole was going through. Cole was actually going through, like, some legitimate shit. And I guess Shelby had just had enough of it. Shelby walks into his area, and he just looks at Cole and is like, you are fucking sad, and it's your fault. And all this shit going on, you're not getting any better. Fuck. And then he just like went back and sat up front.
Shelby?
Yeah.
You didn't do it. You should have at least imitated Shelby.
No, I just sat there and I was like, I really don't think anyone is in a position to tell someone around here to be happy.
Right.
And Adam just goes, I'm always happy. And we're like, Adam,
get the fuck out.
We're like, shut it down.
Go a day and a half without smelling a client and see what happens. Everybody's nobody's making any goddamn money. I'm sitting there like, man, I can't make people come in here. But I'm not busy, so I'm going to go home.
I just remember like sitting there with Cole like, hey, man, you okay? And he's like, it's just, you know. And I'm like, I don't want to talk about it. I'm just, how are you? You all right? Just that's a yes or no. I don't really want to.
I don't want
to. I love you to
it.
Death, man, but I can't deal with you anymore.
Did you have a good weekend? Not really.
It's like, how was today? I woke up. I wish that hadn't happened. I remember one day I just yelled, stop being weird. And he got mad at me.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Because
he was listening to that.
Oh, fuck. I said, are you serious? And then Sirius came up and said, are you serious? And it says,
I'm serious.
Fucking hate this shit. It ruined a perfectly good
Siri
Justin Bieber Slipknot mashup.
I'm serious.
Justin Knott.
It's super ethereal.
I want to make those shirts, man. It's either the knot or it's not. I'd sell so many of those Slipknot t-shirts.
You think so?
I'm making a new shirt, and I don't care. All of our listeners can steal this if they want to make their own shirt, but it's going to be our shop shirt.
Yeah.
It's going to say Carter's Tattoo, and it's going to have some wild-ass animal on it. And then it's going to say underneath it, put a little excitement in your life.
It's going to have an owl on it.
Yeah. Who I stole that from?
Peacock.
Bob Ross.
Oh, nice.
You gonna give him credit for it?
Of course.
He's dead, man.
So?
Shout out to Bob Ross.
Love
Shout
you, baby.
Are you guys really watching that show? Like, genuinely watching
it? Dude, I watch it every day of my life. Oh,
I've
yeah,
watched a
I
bunch
it.
Of my fucking marathon the fuck.
Dude, it really? Make you feel yeah. so fuck. I've said it every week. Every...
What do you do while it's on? Just sit there watching
Go to sleep.
Pain?
Yeah. Eat gummies.
I go to
just
bed.
Fucking try to stay awake. It's like a game
no
you
shit.
Play. Like,
no shit. I got these two eye hooks set up on the side of my dresser where I set my smartphone. And then I lay on my side with it in my right ear, and it's on, and I'm just like, he's just
That's why
rocking
you have
me to
fucking
bed.
Earwax buildup.
Yeah, it pushes it all down
in
there.
Sleep with oh,
yeah.
headphones in.
Our friend Jeremy made a joke about
my daughter is eight. She saw my little eye loop or my phone thing, and she's like, "Is that for your phone?" She's actually articulate. She
right. Yo, dude, is that for
hey,
your
is that
phone?
For your motherfucking phone?
Goddamn.
She's like, Diddy. But she asked Molly, and she's like, "Man, Dad's pretty smart." He's like, yeah, just
smartphone.
They just have a 3M back. They have a 3M back. You just stick them on there.
It's great.
Fucking
hook your
friend,
phone up.
Our friend Jeremy made a comment on Twitter about you talking about
Utah.
It's the size of a. Oh no, he's from
No, you say Utah.
That's where most of our listeners are.
Well, no, that Jeremy lives in
Shout
Alabama.
Out to Utah.
What up, Jay?
Shout out to dead people.
Jeremy, what up, Jay?
Jeremy.
He said that he
Jeremy.
Was just, he's like,
Jeremy,
I'm so glad that
Jeremy,
someone else references 1940s
Jeremy,
things like I do because you're
Jeremy.
Like the size of a silver dollar. Because I remember one time that guy. Was
Hey, Jeremy, tell five friends.
Right. It's the size of a $2 bill.
Jeremy sent a photo of like him eating spaghetti and drinking an Amstel at 9 a.m. He's like, "You guys don't live like me." And I was like, "I'm all right with that. That seems like a weird yeah. way to start a day."
How big was the bowl? And explain it to me in the size of dead currency.
It was it was big. He had a spoon about
was
the size
it like
of
the size of a Susan B. Anthony?
No, he had the bottle cap the size
it was
of
a V nickel. It was about the size of a V nickel.
A hay penny. A hay penny.
I was going to sing a song about a hay penny.
Oh,
I swear to God. I can't
I
believe
was
you said because I was thinking
about a hay
If you haven't got a penny, a hay penny will do. What? If you haven't got a hay penny, then God bless you.
Did you make that up?
No, it was from the Christmas program when I was a kid. I was remember thinking, that's the fucking dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Sorry you don't have money, but that's all the Lord's plan. Like,
you're going to be broke your entire life with your friend Stan.
But no shit, I was thinking, hey, Penny.
Pray.
We're on sync right now, Pat.
Pray for more hay pennies and they'll bushled by the pound.
Chickens in the dog yard.
You'll die upon the ground.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Yeah.
Shout out to dead people.
Were any of you guys ever in a Christmas play?
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. I played.
I was.
I played Jesus at summer camp.
I played God.
What? Jesus at summer camp.
I got to play Jesus one time.
I was the voice of God.
Never again.
Were you?
Yeah. At my,
you still
at my
are
mom's
my
church.
Voice of God.
Yes.
Hello, Nick.
Murder him, Kenny.
Right. I remember they were like,
it makes me want to kill my family.
Cut your son's dick skin.
Suck the blood. Suck the blood.
Murder your child. It is my plan.
It is my pleasure.
If they asked me to be God, like, just go up there and play God. I was supposed to sit there and be absent. You want me to do that up here and not say anything? Because that's what I would do. Because there isn't one. How's that for a Sunday talk?
Somebody's taking offense to the God thing.
I don't like hunting, Jesus and I think...
Christ.
I don't...
I know. Pat's turned into a fucking vegan atheist over here.
No, man, I love... I'll eat chicken nuggets all fucking day. I just
that
don't
wanna... I would still consider that vegan.
Yeah, it's like sand.
Yeah, that's not real meat.
Paste.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, they were talking... They tried to like talk about religion and politics at work, and I was like, no. Like, Patrick, who are you voting for? And
dog.
I was like, no.
Jesus.
Like, yeah. Don't know me like that, dog.
They asked me, like, what'd you do on Sunday? Did you hang out with your friends? Did you go to church? And I was like, what?
Yeah. Like, that was one of the things that I brought up when I'm telling, like, dude, like, here's one of the things that irked me about you. You like talking about politicians, and you're talking like this Bernie Sanders shit. Like, the fact that you would have actually believed all this horseshit and then push it on. Like, listen, you're in the wrong fucking place to be talking about that because no one here gives a motherfuck about
no,
any of it.
No, I don't vote because it sounds like a dumb idea.
It's stupid.
Because it's a one-syllable word. I only do things that are two-syllable words
well, that,
and above.
I just think the whole system can be hacked too easily, and they have proof that it's happened. So
yeah.
I'm just going to sit it out.
I don't run.
Like,
I don't vote.
Like
I don't walk.
Like,
I got a wheelchair, and I complain
about
what
Hillary Clinton went through. It's like, yeah, she's retarded. Like, she's a retarded person. That's
Who
what's
is?
Going on with Hillary Clinton.
You think she's retarded?
They all are.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be some kind of crazy to want to be in charge of this whole shit show.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, this is fucked up. Let me fuck it up.
I know how to about fix Gary it. Johnson.
Let me put my my thumbprint on it.
He's got no chance in hell, Gary but he makes Johnson. More sense than anyone else.
He did a good job in Arizona.
His name consists of all the letters that make up Gay Johnson. So that's what I think about
it. So I'm voting for the goddamn Batman.
Wait. Johnson isn't he the governor and senator of Arizona, though?
Big Gary Johnson.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I've heard about, like, everyone just keeps talking about politics at work, and I'm just like, I'm not going to vote.
I don't everybody talk about it with people I work with.
Yeah, they're like, why not? I was like, I'll just fucking write down my name and kick it into the street, and it'll be the same fucking effect if I walk up to a machine and go, him,
done.
Or her.
Listen, you're going to vote, and then the next day, we're going to show up at this motherfucker at the time they tell us to clock in, and we're going to talk about the same shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nothing's
different.
No, a bunch of old white guys let someone get in charge and pretend to be in charge for 4 years at a time when it's all controlled by a room full of old white guys.
I'm not mad at what's going on in our fucking nation right now.
Now gay guys can tie their dicks together.
I'm going to get done.
You guys are doing the exact same thing that like people that vote do, but against voting. I just want to let y'all know.
Yeah, I know.
I'm listening to this passionate tirade between the three of you, and I'm like,
everybody's like, gay guys can fuck. And I'm like, and I'm doing a podcast. All of a sudden, I'm going to go eat Euros with my fucking family.
Urine.
Yeah,
when are you gonna eat Euros?
And gay guys can suck each other's
gay
dudes.
Guys fuck this one
after
gay
this
guy
in the street.
Go
gay guys
science.
Can get divorced now. Boop 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 doop boop. Boom. Where are we at time wise? I don't want to overdo
it. We're at 105, 106 in Park.
The government still takes a third of my paycheck and doesn't tell me what the fuck they do.
Nobody's gonna change that.
Kentucky taxes you to make money. Fuck.
That's true. But our roads are pristine.
No, they are not.
Shut it up. Don't you talk about my Commonwealth,
I've
motherfucker.
I've never driven to Louisville in the 10 years I've lived, or the 20
You're
years.
Talking, you're a dude from Tennessee.
Yeah, it's
the
not
shittiest
much,
roads.
It's not better there.
Next to North Carolina.
It's
and,
not.
And you're
Michigan's are pretty fucked. Ohio? Pretty
Kentucky's got good fucking interstate.
Michigan? Road. You ever been to Michigan?
Suck.
Ooh. Do you remember when Wes just said Michigan sucks too, and then Nick was like, Michigan, have you guys ever been to Michigan?
The roads are fucking terrible.
Are they really?
Yeah.
I've been.
I mean, people
when
are
I was
nice,
little.
But
people are nice.
That's because we're too busy paying for war.
Let's bring this back. Let's bring this back to Jim.
Got money to war, like, but can't feed
like,
the poor.
Your buddy
Tupac,
Jeremy,
rest in
listen,
peace.
We need to
shout out to dead people.
Shout out to Jeremy.
The same way that my buddy's telling everybody about the podcast.
Yeah.
Up to, at first
shout
I
out to
like,
Gary Sheffield.
I don't know if I want people listening to this
guys,
shit because I was listening back. But
go on iTunes, leave a 5-star review, get some fucking exposure.
Let's do this.
Tell your friends. Don't be a fucking asshole.
Can why do you sound like star? An old gay dude when you do
I'm
that?
Gay as
what
hell.
Are you in a,
guys,
are you in a gumpster?
Guys, I don't want. If you don't do this, if you don't do this, the rest of Wes is gonna throw me in a dumpster.
Wes is gonna throw me in a cum dumpster.
In a gumpster.
In a gumpster.
Get me out. They dive.
They died. yeah, you guys should go in there and leave a nice review. Let us know how we're doing.
Be nice
about star
it.
Review.
Don't be nice. Be
a porn
be
star
yourself.
Review.
A porn star review.
Porn star review.
Like, hey.
Home
tell
stall.
Us how hard
home
it makes.
Home stall. Stall.
God damn. I got hard
I watched
with
some
that
of those the other day.
The other day I was told I was getting pumped.
You
out.
Never finished it. We yelled at you too much.
Well, I got fucking, I got nervous.
Wes just
like,
backs out of the
man,
room. He's like,
they're
yelling.
Maybe I shouldn't. But now it's like it's all out there and we don't
say it.
So who gives a fuck?
Yeah, just fucking talk about the threesome. You're
talking about the threesome.
Yeah.
He could die now, he said.
He could die now?
He can die happy.
Dude,
man.
I wouldn't know. I've never been in a threesome.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what to do.
I don't want anybody
I mean, I have
else.
An
Jesus
idea.
Is on me. He's quite a bit younger than me.
I wouldn't I know what to do 3 seconds after I came 3 seconds into the...
I'd have to spend the next 10 minutes being like, I'm so sorry about
I'm
this.
I'm wiping it up. It's cool. You ain't
like
got to worry. Y'all continue.
That, I like getting all that fucking cum out of my balls so I can be building that shit up while I go on a run. I feel aggressive. Like, especially if I fuck and then go for a run, I'm just like... I can feel it building back up in my loins.
You can feel your cum building. Yeah. I only run cum. To build cum up.
I want you to get that fucking...
Going on a cum run.
You need to get your back done.
Come
up,
come
up,
come
up,
come up, come up, chameleon.
Please get run to cum across your throat.
Run to cum.
Across your been, forehead.
And ever since
run
we've,
to cum.
Cum to run to cum.
Ever since we've talked about cream pie, and all I can think about is like, I'm gonna do it. I'm just gonna.
I'm gonna
do
it.
I've had a vasectomy. I should do it.
You should just cream pie in your fucking mouth.
In my own?
Yeah.
Cream pie in your own mouth.
I cream pie in my own mouth.
Cream pie. God damn
what
it.
A fucking gross. And then when somebody's like, you want some Boston cream pie? I'm like, fuck you, I don't. Nope.
When we went to eat the other day, she goes, you don't want the cream pie? And I was like, he loves cream pies.
Do you want the cream pie? Where'd you go?
When we went to Choo Choo's.
Le Chooch.
And she was like,
oh, did they have a cream pie?
No, she was offering pie. She goes, you want cream pie? And I went, he loves cream pie.
I must have missed that because I would have bought the cream pie.
That was in that chubby girl that we couldn't decide if it was cute or not.
I can distinguish the difference between a Boston cream pie and a fucking anal cream pie.
Most people can. One's a cake-based product. The other one's something you do with your own mouth.
The other one's truffle butter.
Oh, God. That's such a gross fucking term, dude.
I told you about the guys that were at work, and they were talking about the Nicki Minaj song, and it was after I learned what the fuck it was. And I was like, guys, don't talk about that. And they were like, why? And
don't
like,
say do that, that to Nicki that Minaj.
Nicki Minaj's truffle bees. But no, I was like, do not talk about that out loud. If you knew what that was.
What is it? What's the song?
You did, oh, he does listen to KWW.
Thanks, Nick.
Oh, thanks, Nick.
You guys put out a new rap episode?
A rap episode.
You guys
dropped here is KWW, and we're here to say there,
I mean,
you guys all blue new album. And he's looking gay. Yeah.
He's got a titty cancer hat.
No,
on.
We talked about it.
I didn't think you guys put a new episode.
We talked about it a couple.
I think it was the episode you were on, Big Dog.
No, it was the one after that. It was the one with the
we
rap.
We haven't done
battles.
One after that.
Yeah,
there was
the rap battle
it.
One. Well, it's out came out after that one.
Did it?
I don't know anymore.
I don't either. My whole life's a lie.
No,
yeah, so truffle butter. Are you going to read the description?
No.
Okay,
we don't have to go through
truffle that. Butter, just for anybody that doesn't know, and Nick, is when you're fucking a girl in the ass and you pull it out and you put it in her pussy and then you're fucking her in the pussy and the fucking brown goo
the
brine, that happens.
The brine from behind.
Yeah. Oh, I've got it linked up to play the outro song. What do you want to play?
Never done that to already. Someone.
Yeah, don't.
Huh?
It's gross.
You already got one?
Yeah, I already got
truffle one. Butter's it's such a gross fucking term. It's
yeah. But that's what it is.
I've never done that to somebody.
The truffle butter would be around your fucking red beard.
Shut up, girl. It's worse than smegma. And I thought smegma was a gross
word. Give your definition of smegma.
It's dick when butter. The dude's like not circumcised and that white flaky shit yeah. that forms in because your parents couldn't make a good decision.
Is it flaky?
I'm gonna go I'm gonna tell a story after you get done.
I think he's done.
Yeah, Nick's just upset about truffle
well,
butter.
So my other homeboy, his girl gone for a second, he was talking about jacking off, and he's like, yeah, I'm getting all the lotion and shit.
Do you
like,
remember when you were a kid and you never wanted to talk about jacking off? And then
nope.
Now, did you always?
All my friends are older than me.
My
I've
wife
only
is,
ever talked
my wife
about jacking
is
off
steadily
awesome
trying
way.
To catch me jerking it. Constantly trying. It's like
she's busting up
it's like
you
the
on
cardinal
the
fucking sin. She just like it's like I would never talk to you about this ever. Like that's the most vulnerable you'll ever fucking be as a human. It's when you're
I would say it's when you're mid-shit turd hanging. Mid-shit turd hanging. That's the most vulnerable you are.
Fuck that.
That's true. You can't. If somebody breaks into your house, you just let them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to get up and squish this. Like it's gonna take me forever to wipe.
So he's talking about jacking off with lotion or whatever, and it's like, what
the
fuck you need lotion for?
Yeah,
just pull that motherfucker
that
for 60 seconds, get it over with, and you won't be so fucking. Regretful.
Clean
it
up with your tongue and get the fuck out of
yeah,
there.
Yeah, just fucking shoot it in your hand and eat it.
Use the wet pack.
But
that you call your mouth.
But fucking
what do you say,
Walter never wanted to kill him so much. He's like, I've got natural lotion. I don't even have to because I'm uncircumcised. And I'm like,
oh, that's so gross.
Yeah.
I hate that. I hate that.
I can't curl up in a ball tight enough. That's
no,
the
why would he ever say that?
Thing.
That makes me like want to really throw up.
I just walked out.
Makes
like,
me want to cut his dick off. He's not doing it right.
Ugh.
I jerk off with the sweaty, gross.
So fucking. I go back and forth about circumcision. I'm like so fucking glad that I.
No, dude, I could not be.
Babe,
happier.
Come here and smell this.
So fucking.
Yeah. Can I smell your dick?
Yeah. I remember the first time I saw an uncircumcised
dude. That's a good song. That's way better than that fucking.
Cole and the D.
I was
remember
at camp
Cole
and we were in the showers.
I remember that too.
And I had to go to a summer camp. I went to a Christian boys summer camp. They made a shower together.
Are you kidding me?
Dead fucking serious.
How many people fucked you?
Three. Three.
And so Joe Pa says.
Yeah.
So I got a quick question for you guys.
You did this time. You did not let Pat finish his story.
No, that's pretty much it.
He's been talking about getting fucked as a little boy. I'm done with it.
Wes always changes the subject.
Not,
he doesn't want it to come back to like,
not what
so
happened.
When's the last time you fucked your kids, Wes?
We it always did. Find it
70 minutes in back. No I didn't get fucked, but I did see a bunch of uncircumcised dicks and I didn't know that was a thing that occurred, so I had to have it explained to me
once again
inside
you
of
had
your
that
mouth
yeah.
Your red
no,
beard.
I asked the counselor, I was like, hey man, what's up with that kid's dick? Just like straight up, he's like, well, he's not circumcised. No, what the fuck
it, and we call it a penis.
Why are
in
we all
heaven
fucking naked around each other again? I don't know.
Kissing contest.
kissing contest.
The counselor was like,
you,
he's gonna tell delicious.
You guys. You kiss till you come.
I've got to go to the Euro shop. Or do you guys want to keep rolling? Are we good?
Tell your quick, ask your quick question real quick.
I don't know.
You already forgot.
You were. Oh, that was probably your question.
Yeah, my question was.
Wes is like, I got to fucking go. That's cool. No, this is actually good because I was expecting that we would record one. If you don't want to, 100%
not going to be able to.
I love that.
It's fine.
I love that because I've got so much shit to do that it was making me anxious this morning.
It's going
to
be perfect. No, this works out perfect because we're ahead of the game because I'll post the second half of last week's episode on Tuesday. Post this one next Tuesday.
Yeah.
You guys can all record without
post
me. So
this conversation too.
I'm going to be out of town on next Sunday. So you guys can do one sans me. Send me the file, edit it, post it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I can just, well, I can.
Or you do it up.
I'll edit it and then just give me the fucking login so I don't have to send you shit all the time. Is that cool?
That's
does
fine.
Does that
don't
cool?
edit it. Don't edit it. Don't listen to
it. I mean, I'm not going to edit it, but I'm going to.
Fine.
I'm going to listen to it through once and make sure there's no like weird, you know, like, you know. Like,
hey, anything I've said about sucking a dick, kissing a kid, eating a butt, my boss being shorter than me, may not have to listen to it. That's fine. Keep all that in there. I don't really care.
Oh, dude. No, I'm not editing anything out.
Play,
I'm just talking about
you can say whatever you want to and then
ugly
just go.
Cherries.
Huh?
On the outro.
Let's play what?
Power Bottom Ugly Cherries.
Yo, Kenny's already queued in here.
You're already good.
I'll play it on the second, on the one that's not out yet. I'll play it on that one because I have the file still.
What is Power Bottom?
It's PWR.
Power Bottom.
Fucking perfect.
Power Bottom? Oh, that was Wes's nickname.
What was Power Bottom?
Yeah.
It's a fucking awesome
listen,
band.
Listen, we know about my problems in the past. Nothing's getting fucked up my ass. Let's just
that's the hook.
Nothing's getting fucked up.
You remember this? This was a fucking what was it?
Erection.
Who is this? The fucking Turbo Negro. Isn't that? This was a cover.
I think of
Turbo
love.
Negro.
I think of blood.
Erection. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to turn it down just a little bit. And then
tell five friends.
Yep. Tell six friends.
At TV Cool Podcast. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Tell five friends.
Back to the world, middle finger in the air.
Born ugly, raised stupid.
Taking bubble baths our pants on. Wes,
hey,
you need
man,
a hook, man.
Get there, guys. Get up there. Don't fuck.
You need a
hook. Fucked up my ass.
Wes is just be brave.
Be brave.
Be brave.
Throughout your daily regimen, be brave.
Yes, and we shall talk to you guys about this later.
There's no reason to moan or whine. Erection. It's what I'll slip to you in some time. Infection. Promise me you'll love me long. Erection.
Ring my ding and suck my dong. Erection.